Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thine glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do say thank you for another day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere we have come short of your glory. Father God, the things that we've done we shouldn't have done, the things we said we shouldn't have said, the thoughts that we entertained that we should not have. And Father, not only the things that we, Father God, did that we shouldn't have done, but the things we did not do that we should have done. And so, Father, we confess and forsake every sin of omission and commission. And we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we rise and we shout on this morning, we thank you for your help. We thank you for life. We thank you for strength. We thank you for provisions. We thank you for making ways out of no way, Father God. We thank you for bringing us this far by faith, Father God, because it is you who have done it. Father God, we thank you for this another holiday, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Millions and millions on millions did not make it from last year this time to today. Millions on millions did not make it from yesterday to today. But Father God, we are here, and we are here in Jesus' name. And we come to say thank you for every opportunity, every blessing, every privilege that you give us, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. Now we surrender and submit the day back over to you, Father, that you will have your way in it, Father, in Jesus' name. Glory be to the living God. We ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, a plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, to come against our children, our families, Father God, our homes, our neighborhoods, Father God, our businesses, our jobs, Father God, everything that involves us, Father God. We pray that you would, Father God, continue to heal the hurting, the grieved, the wounded, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all around the world, Ukraine, Russia, Texas, Father God, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, every state, every city, every continent, every village, every home. Father God, that you would send your word, Father God, to anyone, everyone that believe and willing to receive, Father God, and we thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the turnaround in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. So, Father God, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we thank you for the endeavor of this ministry, the endurance of this ministry. Father, our consistency, our persistency, Father God, us just being adamant, Father God, and continuing to move forward without excuses, Father God, without excuses. And we say thank you for the will. Thank you for the desire. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for everything, Father. In all things, we do give you praise. We do give you glory. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and we surrender the day back to you that you would have your way in it. And as we, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Amen. A national holiday. Amen. But we're here. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We greet all of our first time visitors. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Please have a seat. Amen. At the breakfast table. Glory be to God. We pray everybody had a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend, and we're still in it. Amen. We're still, amen, carrying over. Glory be to God. Whatever you did, amen, on yesterday, it's going to be the same thing you did today. Amen. It's going to be about the Lord's business. Amen. As we work, as we play, amen, whatever we do, amen, as we pray, amen, whatever we do, as we come, as we go, amen, hallelujah, that we are walking with Jesus, amen, and Jesus is on our mind. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. It's going to be a good day today. Amen. It's going to be a warm day, but it's going to be a good day every day. Amen. It's a good day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Amen. So we're not going to complain about the heat. We're going to enjoy the heat and thank God that we are allowed to feel the heat. Amen. It's going to be a good week. Amen. Lord's willing. Might even be the week that the Lord returns. He might be coming back today. Who knows? This might be the Memorial Day indeed. The day of the Lord's return. Wouldn't that be something? Amen. To God be praised. But whenever it is, amen, glory be to God. We say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. And we bless God. This morning, amen, glory be to God, amen. We just want to, amen, reflect on a Memorial Day. Glory be to God. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a holiday, beloved. Amen. Set on a calendar. Amen. For us. Amen. To honor our fallen heroes. Amen. It is a day. Amen. That's put on the calendar. Amen. For us to remember all those who have fought and all those who have died for our country. Amen. All the men, all the women. Amen. Everyone who sacrificed their life for our country. And I'm telling you, this is an honorable, honorable, honorable day. Amen. Beloved, because, amen, we know that is love in action. That is love in action. Glory be to God. Because most folks, amen, they ain't not giving their life for nobody. They not giving their life for their family. So you know they not giving their life for their country. I mean, when someone really puts their life on the line, say, if I live or if I die, here I come. And I'm telling you, that is commendable. That's commendable. Because many men and women went out there, glory be to God, put their lives on the line and never came home. Never came home. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, they have a lot of John Does. A lot of John Does, beloved. Amen. Because they were messed up so much, they could not even identify them. Glory be to God. So we honor them. Amen. And we truly, amen, will encourage you to not just take this day as a day off work or a day off this or that. Amen. But to really, really take a few moments. Amen. And really reflect. Amen, that somebody lost a son, somebody lost a daughter, a husband, a wife, a sister, a brother. Glory be to God. God lost an individual. Amen, glory be to God. We lost, amen, a brother, a sister, somebody. Somebody, amen, soul was lost. It was lost. Well, hopefully their soul wasn't lost. Amen, because they did give it up, amen, for a cause that the Lord does, amen, endorse, amen, war. Amen, he does endorse war, beloved. Glory be to God. War, amen, glory be to God, is not considered murder. It's not considered murder when you study war. Amen, that's a subject all in itself, amen. And so, but their lives were lost. Okay, their lives was lost. And lost much too early. And they did it for you, and they did it for me. United States of America, we don't know what countries we're talking to today, but United States of America, amen, we are truly, truly, truly blessed. Amen. We are truly blessed here. Amen. Why? Because, you know, we're a strong country. Well, we were. It looks like we're getting a little weak now. It looks like we're weakening up. Amen. People fight and die to come to the United States of America. We see them climbing over the borders and all the things that have happened. Amen. Anything that get to the United States of America. I used to work with one lady from Germany. She said when she got to the United States of America, she kissed the ground. See? And we feel pretty much safe in the United States of America. We do. Well, for the most part, we do. Glory be to God. But beloved, hallelujah, God bless America. God bless America. And we are as strong as we are, amen, because of God's hands of protection, because this country started out in prayer. It started out in prayer. That's why we became as strong as we did. Glory be to God, because we started out in prayer. How are you going to lose when you put God first? Glory be. And another reason, amen, is that men and women die, amen, for our country. Men and women die for our country. Amen. So please let us, amen, really take some time today and do something, amen, to reflect and honor, amen, the men and women who fought and died. See, some fought and they're still living, but some fought and died. They went out there knowing that they may not come home, and a lot of them did not. And so we honor these men and we honor these women today. Beloved, as we are honoring these men and women today, glory be to God, and reflecting on them and giving God praise for their lives, amen, we want us, amen, to, amen, remember and give praise, amen, in our reflection, beloved, to the greatest hero of all times, to the greatest hero of all times, amen, hallelujah, and his name is Jesus, and his name is Jesus Christ. Yesterday on our services, amen, we talked a little bit about Brother Joseph, amen, when he was in prison and locked up for a crime that he didn't do, amen, and the butler, amen, glory be to God, and the baker came to him to interpret the dream, amen, he interpreted the dreams for them, amen, because God had given him the gift of dream interpretation, and he asked them to remember him, and they didn't remember Brother Joseph. It was 2 years later. 2 years later, when God created a circumstance where the king had a dream, and the king said, look, somebody's going to interpret this dream, or I'm gonna start killing some folks. Amen. And that's when the chief butler remembered 2 years ago, hey, yeah, there is a man in prison that know how to interpret dreams. See? And that's how Joseph was remembered, and that was his breakthrough moment. Amen. When he was delivered from the prison to the palace. Amen. Glory be to God when they remember Joseph. But the Bible tells us, beloved, hallelujah, in Psalm 77 and 11, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. On this Memorial Day, beloved, amen, glory be to God, the greatest hero. Glory be to God, the greatest hero. Hallelujah. Memorial Day is about those who have died for our country. Well, let's remember a man that died for the world. I will remember, glory be to God. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse number 1 says, remember your creator. Remember your creator. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke 22:19. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he says, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance. In remembrance of me. Glory be to God. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 24. This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Glory be to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 8. Remember Jesus Christ. Ah, my God. Woo, hallelujah. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. Beloved, we see all throughout the scriptures, we have a call to remembrance. We have a call that every day is Memorial Day in the Spirit. Every day is Memorial Day in the Lord's kingdom. He said, "And remember Jesus." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember. Glory be to God. Remember. Glory be to God. Remember him. Hallelujah. Today. Remember him every day. Remember him every hour. Remember him every moment. Remember him. Glory be to God. Every minute, remember him. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. Remember him. For without him, we can do nothing. Glory be to God. Remember the price that he paid. Hallelujah. For our redemption. Glory for our salvation. The blood that he shed for our salvation. Remember the grace of God. The glory be to God. The mercies of God. The love of God that surpasses all understanding. Remember and give God some praise for his healing of power, healing to our minds, healing to our bodies, healing to our finances, healing to our relationships. Glory be to God. Healing. Hallelujah. Remember God. Hallelujah. And give him praise for his deliverance power, delivering us from hell, delivering us from the evil one, delivering us from temptation. Give him some praise for his blessings, the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Hallelujah. Give him some praise for all the mighty miracles, amen, that God wrought every day. Glory be to God. Beloved, we're living in a time when you can wake up in the morning and go to bed at night. Hallelujah. It's a miracle. It's a miracle to walk through the day without a stray bullet taking you out of here. It's almost a miracle to be able to go to the supermarket and come back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Miracles. Glory be to God. Even to send our children to school and they return home safely. Miracles, beloved. Come on, glory. We got to remember Jesus Christ. Give him some praise for a roof over your head. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. His provisions to us. Beloved, you know how many people don't have a place to call home? Glory be to God, living at the YMCA, living on the street corner, living in their automobiles, living wherever they can live. Glory be to God. Give God some praise and remember him for his goodness unto men, for all the amenities. Glory be to God. You got light. You got electricity coming in. You got gas. You got running water. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Remember him for his goodness unto men. Hallelujah. You got food on your table. You might not be eating what you got an appetite for, and many of us are. Hallelujah. We eat what we want to eat when we want to eat and as often as we want to eat it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you got something to eat. My mother used to always say a full belly is a full belly. If you got full of lobster and steak, if you got full of hot dogs and beans, a full belly is a full belly. Come on, remember the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And his goodness unto all men. Glory be to God. Thanking God for making a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Some of us got so much clothes. We got clothes on clothes on clothes. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, hallelujah, I said, I'm going to go through my closet and get a big box. We really need to have a clothes giveaway, a clothes drive. But some kind of way, I'm going to be donating all these nice clothes in my closet that, hallelujah, that anything the Lord say donate, I'm going to donate. Why? Because, look, let me tell you something. If you got more than three outfits, you got more than enough. How much can you wear? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, time as you rotate. And look, you can take one skirt and take five blouses, and you got, amen, six outfits. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. One skirt. Hallelujah. Or you can take one blouse, one or two blouse tops, one or two bottles, coordinate that, and you got five or six outfits. How much can we wear, saints? Glory be to God. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Glory be to God. Some people literally only have one outfit. Literally only have one. Hallelujah. Sometimes they used to come to church, glory be to God, with pants on. Back in the days when you couldn't wear pants. And some of the mothers would want to escort them out. But thank God, amen, we grew up with Pastor Camilla Brown. Glory be to God. And they would escort her in the back. Hallelujah, after a couple times, and dress her up, amen, take a shopping, glory be to God, go in the back on the rack, amen, hallelujah, to hear some clothes, baby, come on, give God some praise, beloved, hallelujah, let us remember the goodness of the Lord. A lot of us should have been dead right now, if it had not been for the Lord. Oh, glory be to God, we would have been dead. Hallelujah, but God preserved our life. Hallelujah, he said not so. Our children would have been dead. Come on now, glory be to God. He said, well, some of them did die. Yeah, but guess what? Could have been like Brother Job and all of them died. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We got to give God some praise and remember his goodness unto all men. Thank God for the medical profession. Glory be to God, the doctors, the lawyers. Even there's a scripture where Jesus has said, amen, in the book of Luke, he said, these people here need a doctor. We can't beat the doctors up, beloved. Glory be to God. We can't throw the doctors under the bus, because if it wasn't for the doctors, amen, some of us would have been cold-blooded dead by now. You hear what I'm saying? Give God some praise for his healing power. The doctors can't heal. We know that. Amen. But even Jesus himself traveled with a physician, Dr. Luke. Amen. Glory be to God. He was a medical doctor. He wasn't a doctor of theology. He was a medical doctor. Amen. Glory be to God. Give God some praise. Give God some praise for your strength. I'm a little tired today. Yeah, but thank God for the strength that you do have. Thank God for your spiritual strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Glory be to God. Strength to get out of bed. Strength to go to the bathroom, clean yourself, amen, sit down at the table, enjoy your meal. Strength to walk from room to room, from here to there. Come on, saints. Glory be to give God some strength, amen, some praise that somebody can pick you up and put you in a wheelchair. Glory be to God, so you can move around. Whatever your situation is, the Bible says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Glory be. Give God some praise, beloved. So, hallelujah. As we remember, it says, remember Jesus Christ, the price that he paid, the sacrifice that he paid, the blood that he shed for our families. Stop fussing with your family. We know they make you mad sometimes. You make them mad too. We know they get on your nerves sometimes. You getting on their nerves too. Glory be to God. We got to bear ye one another's burden. Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah. You didn't choose your family. Hallelujah. You didn't choose them. God chose them. God chose your mama. God chose your daddy. God chose your children. Hopefully, God chose your spouse. In either case, you got them now. Glory be to God. Give God some praise, beloved. Hallelujah. We're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. Everybody's your neighbor. Everybody. Not just the person on the left and the person that live on your right. The world is your neighbor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give God some praise for friendships. Friendships. That is really a rare commodity nowadays, to have a real friend. Glory be to God. People want to be associates. Glory be to God. But to find a friend in need is a friend indeed. Glory be to God. And to find yourself a friend, you have to show yourself friendly. Thank God for friendships. Well, I don't care if they're new friendships, long friendships. Glory be to God. Give God some praise, beloved. Remember and give God some praise on this Memorial Day. Glory be to God. Praise him for your leaders. Praise him for your leaders. You know how much boldness it takes to be a leader in today's time? How much tenacity? Glory be to God. You can't be a leader unless you're walking in love, because love is going to sustain you. Glory, you. Look, let me tell you, quit. You throw in the towel a long time ago. Thank God for those who are holding out. Glory be to God, doing the will of the Lord. Beloved, let us give God some praise. It is our duty to remember. This is what Memorial Day is all about. Memorial Day is a day, amen, beloved, where it is our duty to remember all those who have died for our country. Well, the servant is not greater than their Lord. And if we're going to reflect and remember all those who have died for our country, we're going to remember the man who has died for the world. Remember. Remember. To remember means to keep in mind. To keep in mind. And he talks about us keeping our mind on him. When we keep our mind on Jesus, when we keep our mind and reflect on the goodness of the Lord and all the Lord has done, glory be to God, how he brought us out, how he brought us in, how he sustained us, how he sheltered us, how he, amen, protected us, how he blessed us, how he promoted us. Come on, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every time we inhale and exhale, glory be to God. Sometimes as I'm just walking around the house, I'll just breathe in and breathe out and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that I was able to do that. Thank you that I was able to breathe in and breathe out. Because we breathe in and breathe out. Amen. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes I'll put my hand up to my chest and hear my heartbeat. Amen. And say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a heartbeat, because I know if it skip one beat, it's all over. Oh, glory be to God. Beloved, on this Memorial Day, glory be to God. Remember, remember, hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, remember the Sabbath day. The Bible tells us to remember the poor. The Bible tells us to remember each other. Hallelujah. But beloved, above and foremost, seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, let us remember Jesus Christ. Let us stop taking so many things for granted. God don't owe us nothing. God don't owe us not a thing. He already paid the price. Look, he's not going to pay twice because it's already been paid. Glory be to God. Let us be appreciative. Let us be grateful. Let us be thankful. Little or much, and little is much if God is in it. Just tell the Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? When you praise God, the Lord give you more of what you already have. Hallelujah. When you are grateful. Glory. Remember his work. Remember his sacrifice. Remember his intercession. He's sitting on the right hand right now of God, interceding for us. Remember all of his provisions to us, his blessings. God is so good. We say that as a cliche, beloved. The Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord God is good. It sounds good, but I want you to know it is good, and it's real. It's real. Things could be so much worse. Things could be so much worse. Thank Jesus that your mother didn't abort you. Thank God that she didn't miscarry. Thank God that you didn't die as an infant. Thank God that you didn't get shoot up in the classroom when you was in elementary school. Beloved, we always have something to praise God for on this Memorial Day. I close with one of the same scriptures I opened up with in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead. Remember. He's remembering you, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We used to sing that song, Remember me. Remember me. Oh, Lord, remember me. Well, God does remember you. He has remembered you. You're the apple of God's eye. Now, inasmuch as God, amen, has remembered you, amen, the call today and every day for the rest of our lives is for us to remember God and make every day a Memorial Day holiday. My philosophy in life, amen, is that every day is a holiday. We celebrate birthdays, but I say every day is your birthday. We celebrate Christmas, but I say every day is the spirit of Christmas. Should be. Every day should be the spirit of Thanksgiving. Every day should be the spirit of independence. See, every day should be Valentine's Day. And indeed, every day should be Memorial Day. Will you remember the deeds of the Lord and all of his kindness unto you and unto us? Amen and amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We bless you, Father God, on this Memorial Day. Father God, as we sit back or whatever we're going to do today, Father, and we pray that we just don't run at an open invitation because somebody invited us over or somebody had some hot dogs on the grill or some barbecue ribs on the grill. Father, it's good to be social, Father God, especially now that people are getting out a little bit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But God, help us to talk to you first. God, help us to talk to you. Help us don't to go just because it's an open invitation without a green light, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, if there's an invitation or even if we are inviting people over or whatever, Father God, we seek you first. Help us not, Father God, to think it's not cool for us to be by ourselves, Father God, on a so-called holiday, because the truth of the matter is we are never by ourselves. We are never, because you have remembered us, Father God, and your promise, Father God, will stand forever that you are always with us, even on holidays. Help us to be secure in that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, for the services that you have allowed as people are coming together with memorial service and honoring the fallen heroes, Father God, we celebrate these men and these women who have died. We honor them, their legacy. Thank you for them. Thank you. Thank you. Some of them were our families, Father, our neighbors, Father God. Men and women died for us who we don't even know them and they don't know us, but they still gave their life. And that's not a small thing. That's not a small thing at all. Thank you. And most of all, Father, puts a smile on our face when we think about Jesus. How he gave his life. He hung there on the cross, stretched his arms wide and died. But thank you, Father God. Not only did he die, he rose again. Father God, it brings a smile on our heart. Amen. To know that, hallelujah, our redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. Have been secured. Amen. In Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. God, give us a good day, whatever we do today. Hallelujah. We will continue to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer. We seal this prayer even right now, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. and decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. All right. All right. All right. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Amen. Giving God some praise, giving God some glory, giving God some honor. Amen. We're walking through the men. Amen of the Bible. Amen. We just celebrated the greatest one today. No matter what man we talk about in the Bible, amen, everybody's tied into Jesus. Amen. We cannot get around Jesus and don't want to get around him. Amen. Whatever you do today, beloved, amen, take God with you. Amen. All right. No altar of prayer today. Amen. Today is family day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be it your spiritual family. Be it your natural family. Be it just you and God. Hallelujah. Just be you and God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Get it done. Get it done. Get it done. Enjoy your day. Get some rest. Amen. Get some good food. Amen. What's good food? Anything you can take down. Anything you can take down. If I said it's hot dogs and beans, matter of fact, hot dogs and beans sound good to me today. I think I'm craving some hot dogs and beans. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay safe. Stay safe. Pray before you go and pray while you're there. Amen. Glory be to God. We already know it's going to be some statistics today. We decree and declare it won't be you. It won't be you and it won't be your family. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you and we bless you and we praise you. Amen. In Jesus' name. I love you. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out on today. Hallelujah. Enjoy your day. Lord's willing. Amen. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. In Jesus' name. And we already said it. We're going to say it again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
One, turn it up.
Yeah. Oh, just clap your hands like this. Just clap your hands like this.
Yeah. Let's wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though